Where are all the men? The men? There are hardly any. Only women. These two women went away, or?
Yes.
What? Carlos, our life is life. It's so hard. We're getting older, and we don't know, when are we going to die, and where are we going to be born? Huh? Where are we going to pop up, again? Huh? Yeah. We don't know. Maybe we go to hell, or maybe we go to heaven first, And when we enjoy heaven, and then suddenly when all our money, the bun, when all our merit has expired, is just like in holiday, when we used up all our money, we have to go back to the working hell. To our work, to earn some more money that we can go to a holiday again. Yeah? There's nothing different. Here we spend this life, and we try very hard to make a lot of merit, and we keep, of course, the five precepts, and we go to heaven, enjoy it, maybe for 10,000 years, maybe for 100,000 years, and then suddenly, the merit is gone, and boops! Oh, that is hot. I mean, it is really, from hot to cold, from cold to hot, And then we come, after a while we come back as a human being, enough, to make enough merit and to make enough demerit, to go to hell for another 1,000 or 10,000 years or go to heaven for another 10,000 years, And that never ends. Unless we decide, unless we determine, I want to stop the cycle of birth and death. Huh? And that's where the Lord Buddha comes in. That's where his teaching comes in. Yeah? He teaches us, see for yourself, open your eyes, but we don't like them. Yeah? I mean, just like when we wake up in the morning, we don't want to open our eyes. Most of the time, unless it was a horrid dream, unless it was a nightmare, and then we really like to open our eyes. And the nightmare is, when we are going down to hell. So, and it's the same thing, So we have to decide, and we have to put some effort, in our practice, And the effort, the problem with us as human beings, either we are living a very nice life, and we don't have so much dukkha, we don't have so much dissatisfaction, then we are not going to change anything. Wait, do you see anybody, who changes things if he's happy? And if he has everything that he needs, if there is not this nagging dukkha inside, then he doesn't change anything. And the people, who don't know where to get the next plate of food from, they don't have the time to think about this. So only the people, who have enough, so they don't have to worry about the body, too much, about maintaining the body, and they don't have so much, that they cannot entertain themselves all the time. Yeah, then they can think, there is dukkha and there is sukha, But and then they can find, and then they can find the way out. Yeah, that's why the Lord Buddha teaches the human life is the best opportunity for us. Yeah, and next life is not a human life. We might be up, or we might be down, or we might be in the ghost realm, or some, normally none of us, will be in the animal realm. But, or we might be in the ghost realm, But we certainly, nearly certainly, we are not becoming a human being again in the next life. So we should take this life very seriously, And make, now that we find the sasana, now that we find the religion, now that we find the teaching of the Lord Buddha, to make our utmost effort to find the way out. If we don't find it, at least we can tell ourselves at the end of our life, I did my best that I could. Yeah? And nobody can ask you more.
Yeah.
And this kind of merit that we create with finding the way out will last also. You know, it's also a merit that will last into the next life.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, I mean, we work very hard today, you know, and tonight we earn a lot of money. The morning we wake up, you know, we still have that money. Yeah. And then it depends on what we do with it. Yeah. Are we going to waste it or not? Yeah. That is the decision. With every life we take, you know, as a human being, we have to make the decision. What are we going to do with our merit? Are we going to spend it, you know, and have a nice life? Or are we going to use it, you know, to make a step forward? Yeah. It is not that we can, you know, it is not that within one lifetime we can, you know, we can find the way out. It takes a Buddha to become a Buddha. What is it? 180 eons. Yeah. And one eon is one uncountable time. And it takes, you know, to become an arahant, it becomes maybe 60 eons, you know. I mean, it takes a long time. So, I mean, one life, you know, we spend as monks, you know, and try the best, and then, but, you know, I mean, we don't see the progress, you know, and then the next life, you know, I mean, forget about all, you know, just enjoy life, because through our marriage that we did, you know, we have a nice life, just enjoy life. And then at the end of that life, we have so much dukkha, so that in the next life, we do it again. Yeah? So we should do some practice. And we switch forth and back, you know, uncountable lifetimes. Yeah? Until we finally, you know, make the resolution, okay, now this should be the last life, you know, and now I'm going for it, yeah? It happens to everyone, yeah? I mean, it happens to the Buddha, it happens to each of the arahant. When you look at their previous lives, you know, one life, you know, they have a very nice family, or they are kings, you know, and have lots of riches, you know, and then the next life, you know, I should do some practice, you know, at the end of the life, they reflect about it. What did I do? Huh? What did I do, you know, huh? I mean, I worked for the body, I lived for the body, you know, and what did the body actually give me? Yeah? What does it give me? What can I buy with money? Yeah. Yes, we can buy food, you know, and when we are hungry, that is important, yeah? And we can buy a house, and then, you know, when we are in the cold, you know, we can make a fire, yeah, that is important. But why do I need millions of dollars or billions of dollars, yeah? This is not necessary, yeah? But that is the same thing. That's why the Lord Buddha called us Neya. They swing forth and back, until, yeah, 30%, you know, 70% of the human race doesn't have any chance. They just go to hell, yeah? But the 30%, these are the ones who snoop in once in a while to a temple or to a church, you know, and listen to it and think, yeah, it's important, and then they go out and forget all about it, yeah? And then they come back, you know, once in a while, you know, they listen to it again, you know, and say, yeah, that's important, and then they go out, you know, and see all these things, you know, and get distracted again, yeah? And that's what he called the nayas, the swing forth and back. Yeah? And then we decide, you know, one life, you know, okay, to become a monk. Oh, it's so hard, you know, next life, you know, everything is fine. We don't have that much dukkha that made us to become a monk, you know, and then, we just spend it, you know, we spend our money on holidays, yeah? And then it's gone, you know, and then we have to work. Yeah, because whatever we want, you know, we have to work for, yeah? If we want to eat rice, you know, we have to plant the rice. If we want to eat fruits, we have to plant the fruit trees, yeah? We don't get it, you know, just, you know, out of fresh air, yeah? Out of the air, you know, it just doesn't, you know, happen to fall in our lap, yeah? That's what people think, some people think, you know? But they will notice it towards the end of their life, you know, what did I do, yeah? Because when we look at the world, everything changes, yeah? The house that we build, you know, be you know, great mansion, yeah? I mean, after 20 years, it needs repairs. Yeah? The car that we bought, you know, after 5 years it needs repairs, yeah? Until, you know, 10 years, yeah? Before you could use it for 40 years, now you can only use it for 10 years, yeah? Before you have to throw it away and buy a new one, yeah? So what is it? Yeah, we put so much work in our life. We put so much work, you know, to maintain this body. What? Yeah? The question is, what does this body give us? Does it give us happiness, or does the happiness arise in the body, or does the happiness arise in the heart? Yeah, but we think the heart and the body are the same thing. Yeah. I mean, we think the soul is some, you know, it is mingled up with the body. It is not. The soul, you know, what the Christians call the soul and what we call the citta, yeah, are two different things, yeah. It is like, you know, we have a very nice car, maybe a Bentley, yeah, or maybe a Rolls Royce, you know. I mean, the Rolls Royce, you know, it's a Rolls Royce, you know, but otherwise, you know, what do we have? It just moves the same way as a Volkswagen. You know, this little Käfer, you know, Downer. How do you call it? Beetle, yeah? The Beetle, yeah? Huh? Same thing. It moves forward, it moves backward, it moves sideways, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter, yeah? But you sit a little bit more comfortable, you know, in your Bentley or whatever it is, yeah? And that's the same with our body, you know. I mean, depending on the merit from our previous lives, we have a body that is very healthy, you know, that doesn't need a lot of maintenance. And other people who don't have a lot of merit, you know, I mean, have a body that needs a lot of maintenance, yeah, and has a lot of sicknesses, yeah, because of the karma of the previous life, yeah. And so, I mean, we are quite well off. That means we have taken care. We have taken care of the things that gives us a healthy body. Huh? But you know what the question is? You know, what does the body give us? Huh? I mean, in the morning, you know, when we're still drowsy and wake up, you know, we don't want actually to get up. Yeah, we want to close our eyes, you know, and put our head to the other side. Yeah. But sooner or later, you know, I mean, the dukkha of lying down is so much that we have to get up, yeah? But it's already dukkha, so the whole day starts with dukkha, yeah? And then we get hungry, you know, it's another form of dukkha, dissatisfaction, yeah? And then we get thirsty, you know, and then we get tired, yeah? And then we need to maintain, because, I mean, we have to take care of the body, we have to wash it, otherwise it smells so bad, yeah? And we never ask ourselves, where is the smell coming from, yeah? I mean, whatever we take in, there's only a nice aroma, yeah? Huh? Huh? We take it in, and what comes out, you know, it's a disgusting smell, yeah? It's a chemical factory that turns everything that is nice and and beautiful into something that is ugly. And the moment we think about this, you know, that this is a factory, this body is a factory, yeah? And think about it, yeah? Why do we attach so much to it? Yeah? Because the moment we understand that the body is not us, yeah? And when the body dies, that doesn't mean that the citta dies. Huh? I mean, Lungta Mahapoa called the citta the everlasting tourist. Yeah, he just goes from one realm of existence to the next. Yeah, and just like we, you know, just like a lot of us, you know, like to go to this country. Oh, that's a nice country, and then go to that country. Oh, that is not so nice, and go to this country and to that country, and then come back to our country, and then we see it with new eyes. Oh, that is so nice. But then after a while, we get bored, and we go to this country, and then we go to this. So there are 31 realms of existence that we constantly switch, you know, we go from one and we never get tired of it. Until we investigate what is it that we really want, yeah? Whatever we do, you know, sooner or later will vanish. Yeah? There's nothing that has lasted forever, yeah? I mean, our body doesn't last forever, our house doesn't last forever, the car doesn't last forever, nothing that we build with our hands, yeah, or even nothing, yeah? Even worse, you know, I mean, all the ideas that we build with our mind, I mean, they don't last, you know, for 2 months or 3 months, yeah. What? I had such a great idea. It's gone, yeah. Oh, this was such a great thought. Gone. I mean, whatever we be, what we ever create, you know, has a law of anicca, impermanence, you know, I mean, it doesn't last, yeah? But we attach to these things, yeah? We don't see that they don't last. We think, yeah, I mean, if we bring up the same thought over and over again, you know, it will last. But actually, you know, we have to create it, you know. I mean, just like the house, you know, we have to create a new house. We have to create a new car. And so on. We have to create it again and again. Are you not tired of it? Always, you know, I mean, the same kind of thought, the same kind of memory, oh, that was so nice. But after a while, we get tired of it. Yeah? But we don't see it because something else comes up. Yeah? Just like, you know, oh, let's go to another country, you know, and things seem to be different. Yeah? But after 3 months or 6 months living in this country, oh, it's the same thing. Yeah? Wherever we go, we take the shit that is in our heart with us. Yeah? And then we realize, yeah? I mean, I used to study in the United States, you know? I mean, oh, the first 6 months of heaven, yeah? Because everything was different. And then I suddenly realized, there's the same problems, you know, like within my heart. I just took them with me. They're all in my backpack, yeah? In the backpack, you cannot get rid of it unless, you know, you go the path of the Lord Buddha, yeah? Investigate, yeah? So, and the moment we realize it more and more, I mean, in the beginning we realize it, you know, maybe it's not good, you know, but then we think about something else, we forget it. That's why the Lord Buddha also called us Neya. We swing forth and back, yeah? Say, that is important, you know. Sometimes we wake up in our life, say, what the hell are you doing? Huh? But then 5 minutes later, you forget about it, yeah? But this was a moment of sati where we see, you know, I mean, all this what I'm doing is really not the thing that, you know, not worthwhile, yeah? We haven't done anything worthwhile. And then the kilesas distract us. Oh, look at this. This is so nice, yeah? And then we forget it. And we might forget it for 20 years, for 30 years, yeah? I know people who practice, you know, when they were 20. They practice very hard, yeah? And they went into samadhi, yeah? And then suddenly, you know, suddenly something came up, you know, and 20 or 30 years later, what did I do? How did I discard this, yeah? I mean, this was something that was so worthwhile, and I just throw it up, yeah? How did that happen, yeah? Because the kilesas, you know, showed us something else that was fascinating, huh? Enticing. And then we forgot about it. And then it pulls us in, you know. It's a pull, you know, that pulls us in, you know. From one we go to the next, to the next, to the next. And after 30 years, how could I forget that? Yeah? And that same thing will happen in our practice, yeah? We find a way how to fight with the kilesas, you know, that is really good and really helpful. And then this moment, you know, we realize this is really helpful and this is really good. The kilesas distract ourselves and put our attention onto something else. And then a year later, you know, how could I forget that? How is it possible? I mean, I was already at this point a year ago, and then what happened? Huh? That is how tricky they are. Yeah. But if it happens the first time, the next time you're a little bit more aware. But it will happen at least 5 or 10 times, you know, until you get fed up, you know, and you have more attention, you have more sati, you know, to see how they actually, you know, go back, yeah. And that's what we learn, you know, in the training of samadhi. We always learn we see the mind goes out, we pull it back. But you see sometimes, you know, how difficult it is to pull back. And then let me just think about this. Let me just think about it. Yeah? Yeah? And if you don't let me think about it, you know, I will get some pain for you, you know, so that you get distracted. Yeah? Okay? Put some effort in your practice, yeah? I mean, we become monks, and what did the Lord Buddha, you know, especially when we become monks, yeah? What is our work as a monk? Huh? To practice, yeah? It's not to build this or to build that or to do this or to do that. Our work as a monk is, to walk chankram and sit in samadhi, And that is for 12 hours, 14 hours or 16 hours a day, And that is tough, It is tough work, But that's why we get, support from the lay people, because they see, they say, oh, they do something I can't do, So they have respect for that, They have respect for people, who eat only once a day, Because they love to eat, five times a day, And the respect for people, who can sit, and practice samadhi, Because they can't do it, After 5 minutes they get bored or, they get pain or something like that. So, use your time wisely, And also for the monks, we are here in a community of monks, Each one of us has a responsibility within the community. And I ask you, if you don't like this responsibility, just go, There are other monasteries, where hundreds of monks and then you can just sleep the whole day, 24 hours, Until you wake up and it becomes suddenly very hot or you're in very unfavored, destination, within any kind of good ministry, people have a responsibility. And if you feel like nobody forces you to stay here, so if you don't feel like staying here, you can go anytime. I have no objection to that. But if you start to neglecting your responsibilities, I will ask you to leave. Okay, understood? So, questions, Carlos? No. How long are you staying? 2 weeks?
1 month.
Oh! double!